To Die For podcast includes the spooky, scary, salacious, and sometimes psychotic. Listener discretion is advised.
I push at the button.
And it worked.
And it worked. Third time, I think, is a charm. Mm-hmm. And welcome back to To Die For. Yay!
Yay!
I'm Liz. This is Lolo.
Hello.
And Noodles.
Hello. I'm not going to go slow like you guys, okay?
Right,
I'm a concise, quick, hello?
On your own fucking wavelength.
Yeah, hello? How's everyone doing?
Which is coming from the guy who usually is like, hello.
Right, no, this right, is like, opposite day. That's all that's happening.
I don't want to adhere to your guys' rules.
You've just by not adhering, you have created your own rule that you are adhering to.
I know, but it's not your rule, so right, I'm happy about it.
Well,
so
it's my hate. Fucking podcast, right? So get in line, bitch.
Okay. Hello, 78 people that listen to us. It is episode 68.
Woo! Okay. And not only is it episode 68, but this will be released the week before Halloween-y. Which means episode 69 will be our Halloween episode.
Fuck yeah!
I'd watch a 69 of Dracula and probably a gargoyle.
That got weird.
Right? I've actually been reading a vampire novel, which is funny because I don't normally do that. And it's pretty good, but also very sexual. And I was like, wait, is all vampire novels
yes.
like sexual?
Yes.
Am I missing?
You are.
That's a thing.
Vampires are sexy.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
Actually, I was going to say.
Yeah.
You know
are
what?
Vampires sexy?
Yes. I mean, unless you're a Twilight vampire and then you're just sparkly.
Still sexy. I'm sorry.
I
a teenager, yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of like weird feelings when you're like a teenager, talking about gargoyles, did you all watch the show Gargoyles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, that's what I wanted to. Yeah,
there were some weird feelings. Like, he's
dude, that chick gargoyle, dude. I wanted to carve her stone, dude.
I was into the bad guy who I think was played by Riker's voice from Star Trek. Yeah, and he even looked
like the little like gremlin one.
No. They actually. Yeah, that's what I get. No, the actual human guy, who was the bad guy, and they even made him look like Riker from Star Trek. He just had a ponytail instead. It was great. It was great. So yeah. Anyways, episode 68. It's our spooky week. And it's right before Halloween-y.
Wait. So 60. Wait. That was the thing I had to do. So episode 68 is our spooky episode. And then episode 69, which is actually the Halloween episode, won't be spooky?
Nah, I'm probably going to make it spooky.
Can we have that one be the one where we watch Poltergeist or whatever the fuck?
Exorcist?
Thank you.
Well, a certain somebody is not available next week to record the Halloween episode.
It's not me.
I know.
Who is it? Wait, you're telling me that you're the one that wants to do the spooky episode and watch the movie, but you're not even available?
I can't help that I have to do some, like, articulation summit agreement thing.
You could just bail.
They're paying me money, and they already paid me, like, some.
So then I want to rest, but I'm not going to show.
and I want to keep it. I like money.
I do too.
I do.
I like money and I want it.
I guess I like money.
Are we ready?
Go.
All right, guys, we're back. We are actually going to get together and watch The Exorcist for Halloween-y.
Wee.
Oh my god. I am terrified.
I'm going to break out my fog machine just so I can have it.
I have a fog machine.
Yeah.
You have a fuck machine?
I said fog machine.
I heard fog machine. That was all you, sweetheart.
It's just because he wants to plow me, you know.
Right. Hostile work environment. I just had to finish my sexual harassment training today. I learned all about the hostile work environment, and I can say that this is
definitely
work.
All right. Okay. Well, on the plus side, I don't pay either one of you, so you're here of your own volition.
Right.
And you enjoy every minute of...
Just because you have volunteers does not mean you get to tell us what to do.
Them. Well, you're the one that sent me the video that says you want to plow me, so you started it. And on that note, let's get spooky all up in this bitch.
Jesus Christ. Without context, that just sounds horrible.
I know. It's so funny.
Mama Ducky, that's not what happened.
It is exactly what happened.
No, it's not.
100% exactly.
Nothing what against happened. Your daughter. I definitely would.
Not getting better. Just stop.
Just
dude.
Didn't mean it in that sense.
Right. I was talking about. Plowable.
Okay.
I was talking about plowable.
You're plowable. Thanks. It might be one of the best compliments ever.
Is that really like? I just. I don't know. But maybe that's just my standards. Like I'm like plowing isn't like a high standard.
Whew, okay.
What is plowing really? Like what is that?
I mean, like, wait, in real life, like, what does that word mean?
No, like, the act of plowing. Like, is that just, like, quick and fast, or what? Or, like, hard and...
deep!
Bing-bongoed. You know, like,
you are creating a furrow.
Like, have you ever watched any fields be plowed before? That's what it means.
That's brutal.
It is brutal.
That's Michael and I's joke. Like, whoa.
I don't
just go straight to plow in there.
Gotta tend the crops first.
Right? Sow the seeds of lust. All right. Well, we didn't get spooky. We got nasty. So let's really do it. We're gonna get spooky.
Yes.
We're gonna get spooky ooky in my childhood hometown, San Diego, because we are still in San Diego.
I'm still mad about last week's episode.
I know. So much rage. So much.
What happened
rage.
Last week's episode?
Rebecca's a howl.
Remember the kid that had the scooter crash? That started off.
And then she, quote unquote, committed suicide.
Yeah, and also murdered. Also, I want to say, I thought the kid was the dad.
We fucking had a diagram. I still have my diagram.
No, I know, but that's why I laughed at it at first, because I thought it was the dad on a scooter just trying to be funny, and he fucking fell off the balcony, and then I'm like, oh, it's a kid. Then I had to go with it so I didn't look like an idiot. And then I was like, oh, man, I look like
an
asshole.
And then you were laughing
asshole.
At a child asshole. Dying. Yeah. Right.
It was a big misunderstanding. I thought it was the dad.
I mean, okay, the question
I thought it was
is,
a rich kid. I thought it was a rich dad.
Misunderstandings do you experience in a day?
No, that was the one, because I thought it was the rich dad who was like, I'm gonna play on this scooter, and then he falls off the balcony, and I was like,
that is
clinging to the chandelier,
That is not what anybody thought.
That's what I thought.
So I want to show you. Look, I had my diagram from last week.
You were lost last week.
I was so fucking lost. But
really were.
The part that I was really upset about is that I don't have any red string.
Aww.
Red string?
Yeah. Don't you know how to be crazy? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I thought it was like sticky notes.
No, you got sticky notes, push pins, and red string.
Red string, yeah.
Also, random...
Big Polaroids. Chalkboards, like full of stuff, right?
Right, right.
Or yeah. Whiteboards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, spin. They gotta spin.
I don't know if you've seen the size of my office, but I don't have room for that.
That's what I want. I want a miniature crime scene investigator crazy, like, hobbit hole.
That is literally what I am in.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Okay. I'll work on that.
Like
for
a
you.
Diorama of a crazy person trying to figure out why they can't seem
why they don't
all
understand
the
that they're crazy
that their neighbors do in the mail.
I'm pretty
There's
sure.
gotta be a reason.
She it's gets conspiracy. All the best ones.
Karen keeps stealing the fucking coupons.
All right. Well, I'm sure that all the ghosty fans out there are probably sighing and saying to themselves, here comes yet another podcast doing an episode about the Whaley House. But you would be wrong.
The fuck's a Whaley House?
We'll actually probably do the Whaley House at some point because
right,
it
we'll
is.
We'll do that too. Don't get us wrong.
Don't worry.
Generic.
I am a basic white bitch. No. it's one of the like. Considered like one of the most like super haunted spooky ookies,
and it's like, in San Diego.
It's in San Diego. I've actually been to it. It's very cool. It's in it's in Old Town.
I was in Old Town.
You probably saw it.
Oh, gross!
Did we go? Have you ever been? Because the Queen Mary was parked down there.
Yeah, it was on the Queen Mary.
Right? Is it still there? I forget what happened.
I think
it's
it was,
not in San Diego. It's in Long Beach.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't go
I'm
on it.
Close to it. So here's my
we
question.
Went on the
have you
Star
been on
of
it
India.
Yet?
I have been on it.
I have not. It was not part of the Maritime Museum.
I don't think I've ever gone on it.
I've never gone to anything that was like, do you want to see ghosts and spooky shit? I've never said, yes, that's what I would like to do.
I have done that multiple times.
Mm-hmm. So. And yet you don't watch scary movies. I don't understand.
She's broken.
Maybe between the two of us, we might have like a whole person that's interested in this.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only way we can actually function.
It's possible.
Parts of it. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I wanted to check out a place that I, like a different place that I had never heard of, which is really funny because it turns out that I worked literally 2 minutes walking distance from this place and had no fucking clue that it existed.
I don't think they knew you existed either.
They probably did not. So that's,
sad.
I know. How rude.
Sorry.
Dare they? No.
I feel bad now.
Seriously, how dare you not acknowledge my presence?
White bitch.
Today, we are headed to the oldest house in the Gaslight District of downtown San Diego, the William Davis Heath House, which I guess is now the Davis Horton House or the Gas Lamp Museum.
I went there.
The Gas Lamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool part of downtown. I used
that
to work down
weird.
There.
So wait, that's the haunted place? You went to the haunted place?
I was just there last week.
That you went to the haunted place?
Well,
I didn't know.
You didn't go to that specific house, right?
No, we went to the Gas Lamp Museum.
Then that's the
Is that
place.
The house?
Yeah. If you went
oh,
to the,
Christ.
If you went, oh my God!
You totally went and you didn't even know.
No.
That's
I gotta let me see Gas Lamp. Yeah, because we went to. I don't like this.
What don't you like about it? Are you upset that you are
third best in the world for scary places?
You didn't even know.
Is that the place?
Yes.
You didn't even
Why?
Know. This
Why?
Is hilarious.
That is.
We didn't go. We weren't able to go inside.
Oh.
We went and saw it. And
Why
then
weren't
we
you allowed to go inside?
Well, because it wasn't open.
Oh.
Yeah, I think with COVID, they've got some pretty specific, like...
And it was very early.
Oh, well, there you go. So, well, that's hilarious.
I'm glad I didn't go inside. Oof.
Because
dodged a bullet spooky. There.
Right?
So we'll start with the history for this one. It's actually pretty neat. So we'll go through that real quick before we get to all the ghosties. In 1850, William Heath Davis purchased 160 acres of land in the now San Diego downtown area. He built a warehouse, a large wharf, and began laying out the city's first streets. And he imported the first homes to be used by colonists in, quote, Newtown.
Yep.
Oh. You're just like, yes, I have read that plaque.
I did not, but I agree.
I agree with this. I have no idea about any of this, but I agree.
What, a guy can't say yep without getting attacked here? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, yep. So it turns out timber was actually hard to come by along the western coast. So... I know.
Like, that's the question I had. Is like, where's all the fucking beach, like,
right.
Beach palm logs trees. And shit?
They're making it just up.
Like, look around. There's only fucking palm trees. Yeah. Nothing around.
Yeah,
here.
But the palm trees, were brought in to Southern California. They are not a native species at all.
Really?
Yeah. It's just everywhere. But they are not native.
Every time I come back home, like the first time I see a palm tree, I cry. It's very sad. It's a thing.
It's weird. It's like when I was out of California, like when I was living in Pennsylvania, I was like, where? Like, it just, I couldn't get over the fact that I never saw palm trees.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are the palm trees?
Palm trees were cool, but they were like kind of weird too.
That's like, just like all of the trees. All of our streets are fucking lined with palm trees. Even if
you know what I. Don't you know have what I really
like
thought?
That.
I really thought was weird was because we drove from San Diego all the way up to Anaheim mm-hmm. on the coast. And
we went through Dana Point. It was very cute.
Aww.
And it's just like a never-ending beach town.
Yeah.
It's just like never-ending, though.
Yeah, like, that's in like Washington, why California like, is fucking cool.
I know, but there's like in Washington, you'll have like a hub, a beach town hub, right. And then everything outside of that is dead.
Nope.
But in California, it was like
never-ending beach town. Well, actually, like that's not
rich,
true.
So when poor, you rich,
go
poor.
When yeah. you go up the one, there are yeah. sections that are just cliff, and then those have less houses.
right.
Because I mean, half of the one like gets taken out like once a year.
Oh wait, what?
Yeah, like landslides and shit. But it's the most beautiful drive on the face of the earth. And that's
I know I did
my
it.
My husband and I got married.
Oh really?
Yeah, like we're super fucking into it.
the one's pretty dope.
Yeah. No. I.
Anyway,
like, it's the best.
San Diego, scary, scary.
Yes. Yes. They didn't, and they didn't have trees. These wooden salt box prefab homes were basically shipped over from Portland, Maine to Newtown. Yeah, so they were called salt box houses, as they typically had like a large wooden frame with two stories in the front and one in the back with like this lengthy pitched roof. And I guess this resembled a wooden lidded box that salt used to be kept in. So therefore, salt box.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the houses may have lasted, but Davis himself did not. Also, as far as I can tell, he never actually lived in this last remaining house that he had imported.
Salt box home. I don't really get it. I'm not seeing it.
You could Google it.
I did.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It I guess was a... They used to have these like weird salt boxes that was like taller in the front of the box and smaller, like shorter in the back. I don't know.
It's based off of the shape. Like
It's based off of the shape. That there was the shape of a salt box. And so these houses were vaguely the same shape as these salt boxes. And so that was what they became called.
Mm.
But yeah, so this house that is literally named after him and he had imported over, he never actually lived in. So kind of funny, but you know.
He's a businessman. He wasn't going to live in a salt box house.
I mean, that was legitimately all there was. Like,
well, he wanted to live in a shack.
Okay. A little palm trees shack. No. anyways, he was met with fierce hostility from the surrounding settlements, and so he basically gave up on his little town and left.
Rough.
But I know. But all was not lost because Alonzo Horton arrived in 1867 and he saw the town's potential. Well, kind of. He bought 960 acres of land on the bay for 27 and a half cents an acre, which would be about $5 today.
Yeah. Oh my God. We're like, my friends are looking to buy a house and like, they're like, I'm like, so are you aiming for like 700,000? They're like, oh, that doesn't even exist. It's already like the lowest we can find is 8. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah, in California.
Right. Well, because yeah, we're the entire fucking like coast is a beach town, as stated.
Yes. I was listening to a podcast about like small town murders or something, and they were talking about the houses, and legitimately none of the houses in this town were more than 100,000. Like, right. Almost all of them were like $30,000 for like a four right. bedroom
Which is
house.
Like, totally what like our parents and our, well, actually my grandparents paid for right. their house.
Yeah. Well, he bought all these acres of land right on the bay, and this area became known as Newtown, which kind of pissed off the residents of the original Newtown, which then started being called Old Town.
At some point in time, you don't get to be the Newtown anymore.
Right. Yeah, and the new Newtown was better than the old Newtown, and so, yeah.
What they should have done is just name themselves Newton.
No.
And then put a twang in it.
Right, you're like, it's just Newton now.
It's Newtown. Newton.
I live in Newton. All right. Either way, between the two of them, they had created the city and it was soon booming. In 1873, Anna Shepherd decided the area needed a hospital and the house was available. So, although it was in a new location, for some reason the house kept getting moved. She worked out an agreement with San Diego County, and the house became a hospital where she earned $1 per patient per day.
Do we think that's good money?
That's pretty good money.
It's not bad. Yeah, for 1873, it's not bad.
Especially
like
for a woman.
Like a candy bar was like 3 cents.
Right.
That's luxury.
Yeah. The hospital would stay there for about 10 years. And then after that, ownership changed hands several times until it was once again moved to its now current location and donated to the city of San Diego to become a museum.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was restored to its former glory. It finally got electricity in 1984.
What? What? Finally, in 1984?
84. Like, so wait, was this not actually saved as a museum? Like, is that what you're telling me?
No, it really was.
I think it was, and they just tried to keep it as authentic as possible.
I could not find anywhere why it was not wired for electricity until the 80s. Like, I don't know, but it did not get anything until the mid 80s.
I mean, did it have indoor plumbing? Did we at least get that?
I think so. Like, okay, I think cool. It was just electricity. And so each room in the museum was then decorated in like a different period in its history, from pre-Civil War military officers' barracks to the hospital to family home, etc. So now we know all about its history. So let's get into the spooky shit.
Mm.
Okay, just a quick question before we start, Noodles. Do you think that this is going to be a, is there going to be a ghost smell involved?
Is there going to be a ghost smell?
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be one of the things that we encounter in this house? In the top three of most scary places?
I think so. I think ghost that there's going to be a smell of turpentine.
Huh. Oh. And then,
like hospital-wise?
Right, like antiseptic.
Do they use turpentine as an antiseptic?
No. I meant to say antiseptic.
Okay. And so then also, like, let's see, what are the other ones? I mean, ghost smells, I think, are my favorite kind of ghosts.
Yeah, you're definitely into the ghost smells.
Are they?
Like the, a good ghost wait, smell in a
is
while.
A ghost smell a ghost, or is it from a ghost?
It's a ghost smell. Like, it's why not, do you its need to entity. Label it different? It's its own entity.
It's its own entity?
It's a ghost smell. What's so hard to, like, it's a ghost smell named Fred. What do you want?
You're telling me that the ghost smell is its own ghost entity?
Yeah.
What?
What's wrong with that? Why is that hard to wrap your head around? Out of all of the things that she's going to tell us, you're like, I don't know. I think that it might be part of somebody else's ghost.
I just don't understand. If a ghost smells, why would it be separated?
It's just that one thing that he like can do. He was granted privileges for smelling.
So this ghost, all it does is
ghost,
smell.
And he has like three options. Like there's three options or things that he could do. And he was only like, and so like one of them is making noises. And another one is like, you know, making cold spots.
Now hold on a second.
That he's allowed to make a smell.
If you're saying that this ghost smell is his own entity, then making a sound is his cohort ghost sound. It's not the same thing.
No, not if he
they're just a group
just
of things.
It's just one. He only has one thing, and so that makes him just a ghost smell.
And ghost temperature
you are
below
what you
average
stink.
Is different than ghost smell.
You are what you stink. I just want, like, that's where we're at.
That's
okay, so right. Tell us.
That's
tell
you,
us.
Tell us about this consolidated ghost and his smells.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
which
better
are all one,
smells.
All one thing.
We all... Okay, well, we'll start out with our generic spooky haunting stuff because these are the ones that are generally found in most haunted places. The lights in the home like to do some weird stuff, even back before 1984 when the house was still lit by gas lamps.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, shoddy electrician.
Yeah.
But not the case.
Yeah. Nope. The lights would, and still do, flicker on and off for no apparent reason. And at night, the lights
squirrels.
Are turned off.
It was squirrels.
They were chewing on the gas line.
Just like walking by, maybe they were banging.
That was only in your old house.
What?
Very true. I had raccoons wake me up once because they were fucking
right.
on top of my roof.
Hmm.
They were plowing for sure-sies.
But did they fertilize the crops?
They fertilized my roof.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. It
and
was gross.
Boom goes the dynamite. Okay.
Is that what you say? Is that what you say when things are done?
It's from Family Guy.
And boom goes the dynamite.
It's from Family Guy. Come on. Okay. yes, that's exactly what I say when I climax.
I'm sorry. I would just leave. I guess I would get up, gather all of my clothes, fold them.
You're not that mad if you fold them.
No, I just would.
Yeah, you know what? She hasn't even been able to tell us what our hot. Like, all we got is, like, lights. We got a light ghost. Next.
Well, we're not done with lights. Because okay. At night, the lights are turned off at closing right before the alarms are set. But staff will frequently find it turned back on the next morning.
Mm-mm.
This would also happen when the house was using solely the gas lamps, which had to be manually lit with a match. So,
or they have like a gas leak.
Watch it just be like the scheduling guy just forgot that he put like some woman in the beginning of the day to set everything up. He just forgot. And she's been doing it for 40 years, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's a ghost. And she's nobody like, no, my name's Lucida. I fucking turn on the lights at 7 a.m. every fucking day. Like, that's what I do. It's my job.
There you go. Well, I have to say, lights doing weird shit is, like, pretty normal in hauntings, but, like, needing actual fire to do weird shit with the lighting is, like, way less normal in all the research that I have done.
I mean, I think that, like, that's, like, part of why you have, like, a candle and, like, a seance and shit, right?
I thought
I was to, like, see the wind go.
Yeah, same old.
Yeah.
But that's not igniting anything, that's blowing something out.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, like, it seems like a lot of ghost hunters and stuff like that, like, assume that, you know, ghosts like things that, like, have electricity and stuff like that because they can take some of that energy to then use. So, like, fire, not necessarily. I don't know.
Fire.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. I'm just full of stupid quotes today. It's great. I lost a place. It's good. Okay. So moving along, many guests will report that they feel an unsettling presence when they enter the museum, and they will frequently encounter unexplainable cold spots throughout the rooms. So those are the ghosts that only got the cold spot feature.
I stole it from a comic that I was looking at this weekend, so I'll have to send it to you. It was hilarious.
Perfect. Ghost hunters also capture numerous EVPs and then orbs when doing their investigations. And very occasionally, guides and guests. What?
I just think of like. Just think of like a group of people like sitting around, and then there's like some old lady that's like going through a filing cabinet, and she's like, orbs? And they're like, yeah, throw it in. light effects? No, we used that last week. Don't use that one.
I like it.
It's so generic. I love them.
I kind of want to be that lady when I die. Like the lady that's just going through things and like, ooh, what about this one? We haven't done this one in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Dusts off like.
Perfect. Well, less generic, occasionally guides and guests will feel like someone pushes on them and then a freezing cold sensation that seems to walk through them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Seems to walk
through them. So cold, again, cold spots, noises.
But is the cold spot that can actually walk through you, is that like an upgrade on your powers? Like,
no. You
feel like this is a pyramid scheme for ghosts. And like they get like
it all. It's Illuminati shit, dude.
What it is it's fucking this ghost. The ghosts are part of like the Boy Scouts. And they have to get their badges.
Oh.
And this is their ghost badge. Walking yeah. through people badge.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Fart smell badge. That's like a very God. Early one.
You guys, we should make badges. We should make little ghosty badges.
I don't need no stinking badges. I'm just excited Rude. To say
She's
that.
Too cool for the Ghost Scouts, so whatever.
Oh, the Ghost Scouts. I love everything about this.
I love that too.
You're welcome.
I love that. Okay. Anyway, so that is all of our basic spooky oogie stuff. So let's get on to our specific spooky oogie stuff.
Actually, can you take Ghost Scouts out of this one? Because I need to make that a thing. I just made a whole movie in my head.
Copyright. Trademark. To die for now owns the Ghost Scouts. And ghost badges.
They can be ghost camp.
Oh. Aw, adorable. Okay, so throughout the house, there are old braided ropes that are used to, you know, like block off open doors and kind of help direct the tours from one room to the next. We've all seen them, you know. And when all of the tours are done for the day, most of these ropes are like hung across the doorways on hooks to keep them out of the way of people cleaning, closing up, that kind of stuff. But when the staff will come back in the morning, they will be pushed off of the hooks, just kind of hanging there like someone was like, fuck you and your rope.
Oh,
okay.
No, rude. On the second floor landing, there are a set of those stairs, you know, the ones that you like pull down from the ceiling that goes into the attic and they like fold out. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have those. Yeah.
They always creep me out. I don't know. There's something about like popping your head up into the attic.
I yeah. Mean, I am definite. I do go up into our attic a bit.
I have one of those still.
Yeah.
There was a bottle of pee up there.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, how do you know it was a bottle of pee?
Well, it was. It said brisk. It didn't look brisk.
Oh my god, Noodles. All I can think of is, do you remember yeah. the Denver yes. Spider-Man?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I thought of.
You should look up the Denver Spider-Man, Lolo.
You know what? Based off of the lead-in for that, I'm going to vote no.
There's pee is involved.
There is, definitely.
Which I took from sense. That, and then I was like, and I could go that direction further into the internet and type in anything that involves pee.
Ghost
and
pee.
It's just not going to go well. So I'm going to just nope out. I think I'm making an informed nope.
Okay. Informed yeah. nopening. Okay.
I'm informed nopening.
Okay. Well, they also have one of those creepy stairs that goes up into the attic. And it's apparently the attic is uninsulated, so it's generally kept closed off, you know, mostly to help regulate the temperature in the rest of the house. But
why wouldn't they just insulate?
Then they should insulate that.
Yeah.
You would think. I don't know.
Like, we could just insulate it and then all the ghosts go away because, you know, they couldn't get back in because right? insulation is actually all you needed.
It's ghost proof.
Right. Or maybe yeah. the ghosts don't like being hot.
Right? They like cooler temperatures. But no, I'm going to vote.
An attic in the middle of San Diego in the summer is ugh, not hot so or not cold.
Hot.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
We right. keep a little temperature like monitoring thing up in our attic, and it is crazy how hot it gets up there.
Yeah, I am not surprised. But when the stairs are pulled down, if you put your hand up by the top step, like, you know, like if it, your hand was your head instead of popping up.
I don't want to yeah. do that.
Just your hand up there. You will feel an unnatural chill and a breeze, even in the middle of summer, when there should be neither one of those things.
So when you go up into my attic, you have to get up there in the dark yay. And walk across this little, like, there's this little plank thing. And then once you get across, like, the planks and some, like, I don't know, struts or whatever the fuck those things are called, then you have to turn on a light and then you can be in the light.
Why are attics made like that? I don't know.
I think there's...
I'm always afraid that when I turn on the lights, I'm going to see something and then the lights are going to yes. go off again and then I'm going to turn the yes. lights back on and then it's going to be...
It works like out great if you just send your husband first.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, Noodles, send your husband.
Alexis right, exactly.
is probably less scared than you.
I just don't like jump scares.
Yeah.
Mm, no. Who likes jump scare? Well, people. Not me.
Lots of people.
Lots of people.
Lots of people. All right. So yeah, creepy attic. Check.
Yep.
Yep, our little file lady. Yeah,
there she is.
Do you think every haunted house has a little file lady that she just...
No, it's the same one. It's the same one for all of the spooky things.
Yeah, she's like the lady. It's like a Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it's like a consulting firm.
Mm-hmm. I love it so much. Okay. So speaking of stairs, at the top of the stairs leading to the second floor, guests have seen a couple in period clothing. She is wearing a long white evening gown. And
which period? Is it like the 80s?
Totally, yeah. long white evening gown.
Yeah, giant. Poofy big sleeves. Giant
poofy sleeves.
Those fucking totally sunglasses. Sequined.
Yeah. No, I just said period. I assume
it doesn't. What an assumption. What period?
Right.
Okay. Well, then it's from the 80s.
Coke, bloody nose, and everything.
Yes. Right. She's got a long, white, sequined, poofy, sleeved gown on, and he is decked out in a suit.
A matching white suit.
And corduroy white jeans.
No. Yeah. MC, you're doing the 80s wrong.
His suit has MC Hammer pants.
Yeah, like, yeah, with big fucking shoulder pads.
Yes, definitely.
No, okay. I want the nerdy 80s. I want the corduroy pants and, like,
that was jean not jacket. Fucking 90s,
not for
dude.
A suit.
That no, was the 90s.
They had corduroy in the 80s. In the 80s, maybe?
Corduroy has existed for a long time, but it was hot in the 90s.
Was it?
Yes.
It's hot always as you rubbed your thighs together right? and tried exactly. to start a fire.
Dude, I haven't worn corduroy in forever.
I'm
going to look that up. I'm going to find something
full,
in corduroy.
I had a full corduroy.
How do you even spell corduroy?
With a C.
C-O-R-D-U-R-O-Y.
Oh, dude, I missed that fucking book. The corduroy. Right. Teddy Boy Corduroy.
Yeah,
with corduroy.
Oh my god, and the fucking the
right, wow, shit, you have gone down memory lane. And there wasn't even a ghost corduroy outfit.
It How was do you know?
Because I told you it was fucking 80s, not 90s, dude.
I told you it was a nerd, dude.
I love you guys.
He All lost right. a button. Oh,
he
no.
did. It was very sad. All right. Well, they're also. I didn't find any guesses or thoughts on who this guy, like who they might be. But there's another spooky that guests will see, and it is a Victorian woman in a long skirt with petticoats and high button shoes. What's really, though, kind of ooky about that is that she's generally seen only from the waist down. So just like...
Can you see inside? Do you see bits?
No, you just see the skirt you and the high don't... button. There's just no top.
Is it because, like, you can't see it because it would be blocked from view or...
No. Okay. Like, literally just standing at the top of the stairs is just a bottom half of this Victorian lady.
You know what? Screw you guys. I'm buying corduroy pants.
I mean, I didn't say you couldn't, dude. It just wasn't Screw this. Cool in the 80s.
Is it cool now, though? Not no. really. No.
You
but fuck it. I'm buying it.
Be a trendsetter. I've decided jumpsuits are my new favoritest thing ever. I just have to find them that fit me.
Yeah. Noodles, I'm going to need you to get corduroy overalls.
So. Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Be
what
so
a great
cute.
Idea.
Right? Yeah. Get the whale tail corduroy. Like big stuff.
There corduroy overalls. All right. It's all for females. Why is that? Why is that a thing?
It's just fine. Just keep shopping.
Oh my god, corduroy Molo Baby Brown Spark overalls. Mm-hmm. They're shorts. They're shorteralls.
You're gonna be the sexiest boy in
I think
all
that goes
the
into
land.
The category of rompers.
Oh All God. Right.
Capri overalls.
All right, we're moving on. Every once in a while, our Victorian lady does seem to have a top half. It doesn't seem as frequent, though. One tour guide was super surprised to find their tour group already heading up the stairs on their own. And he was like, "What you doing?" And and they were like, "Well, the woman in the full costume was standing at the top of the stairs and had invited them all to come up. But there were no guides in costume that day, and no one was upstairs either. So the ghosty lady was like, come on up, guys.
Come on up, and then I'll entrap you in my snare, and nothing bad will happen except you'll die. Yeah, this is going to be a great song. I think your career as a vocal beatboxer is going to skyrocket.
I know.
Yeah,
I felt like that was a really good one.
Really impressed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that I was on beat for most of the time? I've been working on that.
I am very proud of you. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Either way, people believe that she may possibly be Sarah, who was Alonzo's wife, or she may be one of the patients that passed away during the house's stint as a hospital.
Was she possibly cut in half?
They really don't know. So
they don't have any stories of like a woman just being cut in half while fully clothed.
Why can't ghosts just be from other places? You know, like across town. She died across town, and she's here.
Just
now.
Wanted to visit to here.
Right, she's taking a ghost vacation.
There are a lot of people that think that there are certain places that have like higher energy or like are easier for spirits to like congregate.
A spirit hub, if you will.
Correct. And so
do they travel in convoys or all solo?
I think it depends on their preference.
Interdimensional
ghost road trip.
Yeah, I like it. You know, we're just like solving all of life's mysteries right here, you guys. Ghost scouts.
It's basically obvious.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't figured this shit out by now? All right. The house is apparently really good at keeping the lady spirits, as there is also a lady in black who is said to roam the grounds.
Ooh, we got a white lady and a black lady. Not racist.
Because you have to have both. It's a necessity.
Okay. Her identity is also unknown, but many guests think that she is another casualty of the time from when it was the hospital. Speaking of, they have a room that is set up as a hospital room, and it is complete with pieces from the time period, including like beds and linens that were actually in the hospital.
80s?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes. But, like, the 1880s.
Oh. See? I was right.
Yeah, just the wrong 80s.
What do people look like in the 1880s? Let's see here. Let's look at it. 1880s, corduroy.
Gray. I remember. They look very gray.
Don't let me forget about corduroys.
Okay.
I gotta go to a new tab here.
Well, okay. And if you think, like, hospitals and medicine in the late 1800s, it's a... terrifying, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of black and white,
right?
Yeah, everyone looks in black and white at that time.
It's not a lot of color here.
Less colorful.
Yeah, some of them are sepia, I guess, but most of them are black and white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just well, that's why we have a black lady and a white lady.
Right,
there you go.
Yeah, they couldn't, you know.
She was actually Puerto Rican, but the pictures just didn't pick up.
But everything was in black and white. So yeah, you know, creepy old school hospital with like actual beds and linens from the time period is always a good mix. It's just like a big old nobody nope nope. Like creepy hospitals are just
serious. Would totally go, and then fucking Noodles just went. Didn't even know he went.
I didn't know. This looked like a house.
There you go. So in this hospital room is a very old ship captain's medicine chest, which is on display with the lid open, showing off the contents.
All of the opium?
Yes.
What's in there?
Contents? I don't know.
Opium?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
There's, you know, probably weird medical instruments and, you know, weird bottles and things
saws.
Like that. And, yeah, definitely saws. That was a good way to fix things.
Saws.
I can't figure this
jars
shit out.
Jars of leeches.
Yeah. Delicious. Bloodletting tools, you know, things like that.
Things to cure your humors.
Right. I don't think, we hadn't reached dildos for curing hysteria yet, so probably not one of those. But
is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dildos used to be a medical device that you would go to the doctors for female hysteria.
Right. Basically, these women were like bottled up and they gave them an orgasm and then they were like, I feel better now. because they didn't realize that like giving women pleasure was actually something that was important, and most people didn't know how to do it unless you were a medical professional, which is its own sad level.
Well, I feel like women figured it out.
Sometimes.
Just like slapping it. Like.
I mean, there weren't washing machines then.
Yeah, right.
Riding horses was very popular.
They weren't allowed to ride it the right way, though. You had to like do the side saddle.
You know why? Because somebody got it, figured it out, and they were like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!"
They were like, "We noticed that you enjoyed riding that horse a little too much.
She just keeps going out for a ride on the
horse. Going out for another ride,
huh? Terrified while she's riding.
It's weird. She makes the weirdest faces."
Right, she's just screaming like the she's whole in pain. Time.
Yeah, I just we gotta fix that. All right, yay, old medicine. All right, in the mornings, the staff will come in and they will find the lid closed and the items moved around inside of it.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, just fucking with all the medicine.
And have they
stuff.
Not videotaped this at all? Please tell me they have.
I'm sure they have. I don't know if they've gotten specifically that lid, but I have seen some videos from
Why
the house.
Wouldn't they film that lid?
I don't. I mean, maybe they have, and I just didn't see it. Wow.
Jesus, dude. Stop fucking with your shit.
It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
It was his boner.
Sorry. Right?
That's the sound it makes. A big gong.
Yeah. Boom. we are getting nowhere with this. Okay. In the hospital room itself, there is a specific cold spot along the west wall near the door, and many guests will refuse to enter the room at all after feeling a foreboding presence in the doorway. So they make it as far as the door and they're like, nobody, nope, nope. I'm out.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. One of the rooms is set up as a full dining room from the late 1800s. And the table is set for four people that, of course, never come. Sad panda.
They never come to eat.
It kind of makes me think
of... Because they're dead.
Right. It kind of makes me think of Beauty and the Beast, like all the table.
All the food.
Yeah, all the tableware.
I can't remember what caused me to say that to somebody as like a response. And I was like, oh, no, everybody's dead. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's fine. They're all just dead. Like they died years ago.
Like your family? Your family?
Yeah, no, it was probably my family. I just don't remember who.
Why?
I don't remember what the question was.
When you occasionally forget to censor that kind of stuff.
Right, right. Now I'm like, oh no, everybody's dead.
Yeah, like I'm a horrible cynical asshole.
Right.
Like, yeah.
No, my cousin had that happen to her, and some dude like said to her, like, think about what your like grandparent like. Oh, don't you have like grandparents you want to go see or something? And she's like, no, they're all dead. And then smiled, walked away.
I mean, sometimes
he was busy being the dude was busy being an asshole, and was talking down to her, and so she shut him up quickly, and it was lovely.
I love that.
I do too.
I feel like this is a dream
for her. No, I feel like you would be surprised how many times you can like come up with opportunities to. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means I'm happy that that is what her life is.
I thought that was like some like a gay way of saying like, yeah, we don't really like you.
No.
Like I love that for you. I really don't like.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I actually talk to people like genuinely sometimes, and so it doesn't come out sarcastic.
Oh, I feel like you can't not say that sarcastically.
I totally can. I can, and try, I do.
Give it a shot.
I really love that for you.
So you know that totally sounds.
You know, you have to actually say something fucking meaningful first.
I love that for you. No, see, I don't like it.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Like, when you say it,
I hate that for you.
Right? I mean, there are some things that I hate for people, too. I'm like, oh, like, I mean, yeah.
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 Cool. Okay. Well,
was that a dog? That little, there was a, it felt like a sigh.
It was a scary, sad sigh from me. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we're in the dining room. The Beauty and the Beast characters are sad. They don't have anyone to take care of, except for maybe the ghosties, because in the mornings, staff will come in and find items in the room and on the table all kerfluffled and moved around.
When you say kerfluffled, do you mean that they've been knocked over, or is it just like, oh, like everybody used something? Like dinner was had, or was it like out of anger and rage kerfuffly?
I don't think it was an anger and rage kerfuffly, but like things are definitely not where they were the night before when everyone went home.
Okay.
So kerfuffled. All right. So another thing that is always super creepy is little kid ghosts. Yay.
Those are never okay.
I'm okay with kid ghosts, I guess.
No, you're not.
Little kids are just kind of creepy anyways. Mm-mm. You know, they do the thing where they like...
ghosts are never, ever good.
They like
show
up.
I feel like little kids in general, like...
Yeah.
I don't want them to be ghosts. Like, they don't even have to be ghosts.
They're just creepy. They do the thing where they sneak up on you in the middle of the night and just stare at you. Like,
what? Who does that?
I did.
That's weird.
As a child, you did that?
She's just not answering. Yeah. You never, like, you never did the thing where, like, you got scared or something, and so you would, like, sneak into your parents' room and try to, like, nicely wake up your parents, but it ended up just being scary as fuck. Like, I would stand, like, right in front of my mom's face and be like, Mom,
and no, she'd wake I mean, up
and
I would,
be terrified.
That, see, that is always, I think that's just like an our mom's thing, because I would try really hard to not like scare my mom when I woke her up, and it was never ever not terrifying for her. So it's not, and it didn't matter. Like, if you woke her up, it was going
it's
to be
terrifying.
Like, every single time she's like, Jesus Christ. And I'd be like, I don't like know how to Joni. Wake you up.
My grandma Joni would like, she'd like nod off for like 20 seconds and wake up and like,
right. Like, you died during the whole God. Thing. Mm-hmm. All so right,
well, that. little kids are just weird.
Yeah. No. Like, I mean, all you, yeah. Because I'm thinking about The Shining, and that's already like a whole bunch of not okay. And then I'm also thinking about Poltergeist, which is exactly why I don't have brothers and sisters.
I used to babysit. This is like a really actually kind of screwed up thing. I used to babysit this. Well, okay. I didn't actually used to babysit, but I lived in the house. I lived in the house
in the attic
where there was a child that was neglected and nobody was really watching it, so I kind of was.
Kind of, actually, yeah.
I watched it from the attic.
I know how
nobody knew it was there.
Nothing good is happening.
No, but the kid was autistic.
Oh yeah.
And
that can creep you out.
No, he was great, but what was weird was that in his sleep, he would like, he didn't have very good like motor functions with his hands. And so when he slept, he would like sleepwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then he would like try to pick up things
mm-hmm.
like in the hallway or wherever he was, and it had ended up, but he couldn't like pick it up. Very well, because his motor skills
are already terrifying.
And so he would just like pick it up and like put it down, pick it up and put it down, pick it up and put it down. And it was just like, it was terrifying because you knew that he was out there and like, but his dad would be like, hey, don't wake him up. Like, it's not good if you wake him up because he doesn't know how to deal with it, you know. And so, but he would do it outside my bedroom. Like, cause I was like, I lived with the dad and his kid. And the kid was like, I don't know, 13, 14. Mm-mm. Oh, it was terrifying.
No, terrifying.
Yeah,
because
sleepwalking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sleepwalking.
Super nice kid. Fantastic
kids
swimmer.
That don't just seem to be attached to any adult that you can have them come over and then control said child are scary.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You don't have a control or authority over said kid and you don't know who does, those kids are scary.
Or you like look to the parents and you're like, your kid's like playing with a knife and like pretending to slit my throat.
Right.
And they're like, okay. Oh my God, Corey, stop. Like he does this all the time. It's right. Weird. We don't know. I'm going to do that. I'm going to fucking make my kids do shit like that. And then I'm just going to play it down like it's nothing.
My coworker has like a baby that's like 10 months old. She's like, and so my baby's a psycho. I'm like, okay, what? She's like,
yeah. That's like every mother. She's like, my baby might be like a murderistic, like psychopath.
She was, I guess, watching Law and Order SVU, and like Olivia Benson was talking to this like grieving mother whose like child had been like murdered, and her baby would just laugh hysterically every time it showed the mom sobbing and like being miserable. Jesus. She's like, my kid might be a psychopath. I'm like, that is very true.
I think at that age they are, because they don't have any sort of empathy, right. So they are psychopaths.
I walked in on my cousin, like as a younger person, I walked in on my cousin, and he had taken his sister's doll, and he was just like slamming, like he wasn't like holding it by the feet and slamming it into the ground. He was like holding it by the back of the head and just like slamming it into the concrete fireplace.
Oh my God.
Like the corner of it. Not even like it was placed on purpose.
Kids are
okay. Well, that kid was a psychopath.
And I was like, I walked in. And I was like, Travis, what are you doing? He's like, he's like looked at me and then just kept doing it.
See, and then you're telling me that like kid ghosts aren't fucking scary. They're fucking
no. Kid
scary.
Ghosts are normal. Those are the real kids. That's where the real kids come out.
No,
all of it's creepy. Kids creepy. You make them a ghost, they're even creepier.
Correct.
There we go. All right. Well, the room at the top of the stairs, right next to where the Victorian lady's lower half hangs out, is set up like a child's room from the 1880s.
What does that look like?
Old school, like
black and white.
It's black and white. It's everything is black and white.
Maybe a little bit of sepia.
Old school.
Yeah, because it is.
Right.
Lots of wooden toys.
What does that look like? Well, it looks old.
What do you want me to say?
It looks and old. White, dude. Look
1880s that children's room.
Yeah. So many of the items are antiques, so have most likely been through numerous little ones' hands over the years. So that's always super fun. Lots of energy. The voice of a literal girl interacts with ghost hunters and has
a literal girl or a little girl?
Oh. I'm just stupid.
I was like, a literal girl. Like.
A literal girl. No, little. I just can't speak. She interacts with ghost hunters and has been captured on EVPs. There was an empath who entered the home and immediately got the impression of a young girl who is maybe 9 or 10 with long, dark, wavy hair and brown eyes. And she goes a bit farther, into the house and comes face to face with a portrait that looked exactly like the little girl that she had gotten the impression of or seen, quote unquote. Hmm.
So she saw the picture and she's like, I think there's a little girl here.
No, she got the impression before. Like, she walked in the door, hadn't seen the picture.
And then conveniently was like, that's what I saw in my head.
Okay. Sure. The girl in the photo was Lillian Davis, the daughter of William Heath Davis, who was the first guy who had the houses brought in. During an EVP session, they asked if any was with them, and they got the voice of the little girl that responded, "What?" Then they asked if she would like to sit with them and talk for a while, and the spirit clearly answered, "My name is Lillian." Later on, during the same session, they captured another EVP that said, "Where's my mommy?" Which is super sad. It does seem, though, like Lillian Davis died in her 80s, and she never lived in the home or even visited San Diego at this time, so...
She's on a ghost road trip.
I mean, maybe.
Right? She's part of the Ghost Scouts, and she's on a ghost exchange.
She's trying to get her Spectre badge.
Right. Her road trip badge. If it's not Lillian, then maybe it's something pretending to be her. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of times spooky ookies like to use little kids or like pretend to be little kids to mm-hmm. get your, you know, like gain your trust.
Mm-hmm. I think that might be hilarious. Like a video of a ghost who's like, watch this. I'm going to pretend to be a little kid. And they're going to be empathetic and like show me around like where I need to go. I totally trick them. Mm-hmm. And they try to be a little kid. And somebody just punts them like, fuck no. Get the fuck out of here. Nope.
Like,
get the fuck out of my face, you fucking weirdo.
It's me or Lolo that were like, nope. Oh, if we go back though.
Are you my mommy? Slap.
Fuck no.
If we go back though, the where's my mommy thing is the evil, or is the lady going through the filing cabinet. She's like, oh, let's pull some heartstrings today. Right. Where's my mommy?
Yeah, that'll get him.
That'll get him. It'll be great.
Paging the twins. We're needing the twins.
I love this idea. All right. The team also captured video of the, so this was some of the video that I did see of the door to the kids' room opening on its own. Mm. So that was a little iffy. Apparently there are other kitty ghosts around in the house and they like to hang out in the kitchen, but like who doesn't? Because that's where all the yummy stuff is.
Right.
Are you both going to survive? Like,
no.
Like 5 sneezes in the past hour.
Right, we're dying here.
You are dying.
It's a Knock ghost it smell.
It's a ghost explosion.
Right. We both have wow. We both have COVID, and it's in the form of sneezes.
Perfect.
I have Delta. Thank you. I'm better than you.
Better now that you have a hat on. With your,
it's gonna keep his brain in.
Seriously. It won't come flying out of his...
out of his hair follicles.
Yes.
Am I losing my hair?
Yes.
You guys think?
Yes. Losing my... Exactly.
Wait, I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said yes. Yeah.
Maybe I am.
You're looking pretty bald.
Oh, shit. Hello. Nope. Guess I'll wear hats from now on.
It's all downhill from now. Okay. So yeah, so these kitty ghosts, they're hanging out in the kitchen, and ghost hunters have brought along toys to try to get them to like interact with them, and it seems to have worked over the years.
What kind of toys did they bring them? Like Transformers, something new? Is it all old shit? Like
I think it's more old shit. No, older than that. Like bears. Like
go for it.
Like a teddy bear kind of thing. Because they did capture a voice saying gray and bear. So I assume the teddy bear was probably gray. But who knows? This place does seem to have a lot of EVPs that have been gathered over the years. And one of my favorites, Lolo might actually like. Maybe? Mm. One team... had the recorder running, but no one was saying anything, so they were just letting it, you know, record the silence and see if it picked up anything. But then when they played back the recording, they were shocked to hear the sound of a kitty meow meow meowing.
Hmm.
The kitty meow meow meowing?
I mean, it's a meow meow.
Meow meow meow.
Meow meow meow.
Is it too, is the, this, Is it the action to meow meow meowing?
No, it's a kitty meow meow.
Meow meow.
Kitty meow meow, which is meowing.
Meowing. Meow. Correct. Right meow.
Right meow. My cats are constantly worried about morale.
Meow. Morale?
Constantly. Meow. They're very worried about morale. They talk about it.
I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. That was clever.
It's just what's happening.
All right. Well, there's a ghost meow. This happens pretty often on recordings and just like in general to the naked ear, even though there are no cats on the premises. So they got a ghost kitty.
So everybody this really is a transition area.
Then, yeah.
Because it's a whole bunch of people that don't actually.
Well, they do think that maybe one of the previous residents owned a cat and the cat just decided to stick around after its death. But luckily it does seem to be a playful meow and just kind of hangs out doing cat shit. Like,
now, the ironic part about this is that the teddy bear didn't come into existence until 1902. But this is
Thank you, Roosevelt.
Yeah, seriously. So like really like them showing the like kid a teddy bear, like the kid's like, what the fuck is this? Like it's still like I want My Little Ponies, but even a teddy bear is too new age for them.
They're like, why did you do that to that poor
Right. Girl? Oh my god. Where did you get this fur from?
We're supposed to eat that.
Jesus. Yeah.
Well, maybe they were ghosts that were there from after 1902.
I enjoy the thought, the logic here of the ghost hunters. They're like, there's a cold breeze here, but even there's no wind
in this house with no insulation.
Right. I just love the phrase like. Something happened, and there wasn't even this in the house.
There was definitely a scent.
But there was no smells. You tell me what's going on.
There was nothing to cause the smell.
All right, well, there were no kitties in the house to cause the meows.
Nice.
From kitties to spies, we have now reached our final spooky ookie, and I have to say it's definitely a first for me.
A spy.
There are sightings of an apparition dressed in World War II garb, which I would guess means some sort of like uniform that kind of specifically
ties right. but they're not telling which side.
No. Well, you do find out which side. He apparently this apparition is pissed off. Allegedly, he is the ghost of a German spy who used the house for a brief period of time. And he was actually captured in the home and then most likely put to death for treason. So, like,
wow. So he was wearing a American uniform, but turns out he was German. Or they just lied about it because they're like, oh, this doesn't look good. Let's just call him a German.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't specifically say what he was wearing.
I mean, there was all types of uniforms.
Yeah, there were a lot of uniforms. So who knows?
Could have been wearing a parka.
Have you guys watched Squid Game yet?
No. Yes.
What? You haven't watched Squid Game?
No.
What's wrong with you?
So, all I have to say is that I think it's really funny that the bad guys are the English speakers, and it kind of makes me happy.
No, it's just another remake of The Hunger Games, which was a remake of Battle Royale, and like
it's not a remake.
There's so many different this is just like the fun thing to do over and over again. It actually very much goes along with Alice in Borderland.
Okay. Also, it is pretty, mystery. Like, you think at a surface level, when you watch it the first time, you're like, oh, yeah, like, that happened. But then you start to, like,
at no point in time do you're like, oh yeah, I totally accept this as a premise.
No. I'm just saying, like, you can watch it for face value, right? But then there are underlying theories and mysterious things that you start to pick up on when you, like, actually start to rewatch it. You're like, oh wait, like there's an even deeper theory here. Hmm. Anyway,
I don't know.
I think you'd enjoy it because you like the mystery stuff.
I mean, I do. I don't know. It's, for some reason, it's just, like, struck the wrong chord with me because everyone's like, oh my god, have you watched it? Now I'm like, I don't want to.
You're just upset about...
No, like, what you should have watched... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
After you. No.
You hang up.
You.
No, you hang up. No, sorry.
No, but you guys should have... you guys should watch the movie The Platform. It's a Spanish film. And it's really good.
Okay. I have like 2 seconds.
You're not going to watch it.
No, probably not.
Why not? You didn't even ask what it was about.
Because she has 2 sentences left and she wants to talk about them.
And I will probably forget by the time we get done recording, which would be the main reason why I won't watch it.
I'm going to watch it when I get off the fucking phone with you.
And
fuckers.
If anything that I have to watch first so that, you know... I don't get murdered. It's Host, because Lolo will kill me if I don't eventually watch.
Right, seriously, like, you know,
it'll happen eventually.
Do you not watch movies? Like, it seems like you don't watch a lot of movies.
I don't. I don't watch a lot of movies. The ones I do watch are usually kids' movies.
Right.
Well, what do you do?
What do you mean?
She makes shit.
I make shit, I dance, I do podcast shit, and I watch lots and lots of paranormal and true crime documentaries.
Right, if they did that in movie.
I don't watch a lot of movies either. Right.
So there. All right. So we've got our angry World War II ghost. I didn't find any specifics on how they determined that he's an angry spirit. Maybe he's the guy that was like pushing people around. But I do now like feel like pissed off, vengeful German World War II spy ghosts like might be at the top of my lists of like absolutely fucking not on the ghost scale.
Nope, still
maybe children. maybe he's like the one ghost that's like shuffling people into the shower.
Ugh.
So
achy.
Again, I'm gonna vote that no, that is not the scariest ghost. The scariest ghost is always children.
I mean, he's deaf, like children are still at the top, but I feel like vengeful World War II ghost also not great.
Most ghosts not great. Children unacceptable.
Got it. All right.
Now hold on a second. I have a question.
Okay.
You got a World War II ghost that might not know the social cues of the 21st century, and he's a little bit behind, like my grandma, great grandma. You know, you can't say that anymore, grandma. Right? Same thing with the World War II.
You're not allowed
ghost.
To like kill people anymore, grandma, just because
right.
you don't like the religion.
Grandpa, you can't kill the Jews anymore. They're good people. You can't do that.
The people.
Same thing with the kids. But see, same thing with the kids. They just haven't learned yet. So they're kind of on the same level here, same playing field.
Okay. Look at this dog ear. It's adorable. Okay. Anyways, those were my 2 sentences. I'm done. We've done. Okay. We've done San Diego.
We did it.
There's a week until Halloween, guys.
So are we saying goodbye now? Is that what's happening?
Yes, we are saying goodbye. We did the things. We are a week away from Halloween. We're apparently going to watch The Exorcist and I'm going to cry. So.
On Monday, right?
No. Anyways.
Ask your wife.
Yeah. So rate, review, subscribe, check out the iTunes, hit the buttons, tell us your favorite Halloween movie.
Tell us what you're going to dress up as.
Yes. Send us pictures. I would love to see Halloween-y costumes, especially of your pets.
And tell me what the scariest ghost is.
Yeah.
And tell us what ghost badge you would like to get first at ghost camp.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. What ghost badges?
What is the ghost badge? What do you guys want for your first ghost badge?
If you guys don't know,
ceramics.
I mean, funny. Ghost. I didn't really think that. I mean, I guess it's the movie, but that's just ghost puns.
Ceramics.
So I think that first one is like has to be puns or something. No, it's ghost gonna be puns. Smell.
Yeah, you're gonna be the ghost smell.
Okay. That is my first badge. Is going to be in smelling.
You're halfway there. Mm-hmm. Noodles, do you have a?
I'm really thinking hard. I think
probably too hard.
I think my ghost oh my badge goodness. That I want first and foremost to learn and to complete would probably be going through walls.
Okay.
That dog is fucking adorable.
Right.
Going through walls seems like a lot easier.
Are those actual dog doors. Pajamas or are they just people pajamas?
They're actual doggy pajamas.
That's adorable.
Yes. I need to get them to sponsor us. So, right? So cute. I don't know what mine would be. Do you, like, is
maybe, floating... like, learning how to moan?
I got that.
Yeah, but you gotta learn how to ghost moan.
Ghost mm-hmm. moan? What about floating? Is that, like, something you start out
that's
with?
That's advanced. That's very advanced.
That's generic. It's just oh. automatic. It's very advanced.
No. Oh.
Okay.
No.
I don't know, you guys. I don't know what my ghost
rattling.
You could learn how to do orbs.
Oh.
You could learn how to
I think you're going to be, your first badge should be in kerfuffling.
Yes.
You could learn the blinds shutter, you know, moving around. That's a good one.
I want to kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
What does yeah. that mean?
You just kind of like randomly move shit to annoy people.
It's like you don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah. We talked but about it earlier.
I don't know what the term kerfuffle means.
We even went over like a summary of what kerfuffling was.
Yeah, he's not in paying
this,
attention.
In
this episode.
This episode. So it's not like last week where I never remember.
I'm looking
anyways.
This up.
Jesus Christ.
Kerfuffle. How do you even spell
right, this
that?
Is how we like fucking say goodbye, right?
It really is.
Okay.
So send us all the good shit. Rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you, talk to you something next week for Halloweeny!
Woohoo!
Woo! Spooky!
Bye!
Alright. Bye! Noodle.
You're not using kerfuffle correctly.
Say goodbye.
See you later!
Thanks for listening. You can check out our website at todieforpodcast.com. If you'd like to follow us, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at todieforpodcast, as well as our fluffy fam on Instagram at todieforpodcast_fluffyfam. If you'd like to send us an email, todieforpodcast@gmail.com. Cover art is thanks to Joelle Haight, and original music was created by Vincent Amston. Have a spooky day!